Hello everyone, welcome to Tesla Daily News. Today is July 22nd, Tuesday, and the following is the latest Tesla news. According to market data, Tesla stock closed at about $378.93, up around 2.5% from the previous close of roughly $369.57. Intraday, shares opened near $371, dipped to about $370, and touched a high just above $384 before settling back. Trading volume was over 32 million shares, indicating strong participation after the latest quarterly delivery numbers. In technical terms, the chart shows a strong uptrend with healthy volume support. According to the Motley Fool, Tesla just delivered 480,126 vehicles in the second quarter, marking its best quarter in almost 2 years and signaling that electric vehicle demand is rebounding after a difficult period for the industry. Deliveries were about a quarter higher than the same period last year and sharply above Wall Street expectations around 406,000, showing that Tesla can still surprise to the upside on core automotive performance. The Motley Fool notes that this surge came after several macro headwinds, including weaker charging infrastructure, expiring tax credits in the United States, and rising competition from legacy automakers and Chinese brands. The article also points out that Elon Musk's political activities may have weighed on Tesla demand over the past couple of years, with some estimates suggesting the company lost roughly 1 million or more potential deliveries as a result of brand backlash. The key takeaway from the Motley Fool is that, despite this strong delivery quarter, the stock did not rally on the news. The market reaction was muted to negative, implying that investors had already priced in a rebound or were focused on margins, pricing, and the long-term story rather than a single quarter of delivery strength. This dynamic is a reminder that for a trillion-dollar company like Tesla, beating delivery expectations alone may not be enough to materially re-rate the shares. All eyes, according to the Motley Fool, are now on Tesla's robotaxi and artificial intelligence ambitions. The publication emphasizes that Tesla, at a roughly $1.2 trillion valuation, is clearly being valued as more than a car manufacturer. Investors are assigning substantial optionality to projects like fully autonomous driving, the future robotaxi network, and the Optimus humanoid robot. The article highlights that Tesla intends to ramp production of Optimus version 3 in late July or early August, which could become an incremental growth driver if it proves commercially viable. The Motley Fool underlines that Tesla has key advantages in the self-driving and robotaxi race, a powerful global brand, a large fleet generating real-world driving data to train its neural networks, and a network of large factories that can deliver vehicles at scale once a compelling robotaxi product is ready. However, the article cautions that much of this future success is at least partially embedded in the stock price already. That means any setbacks, delays, or regulatory roadblocks could trigger notable corrections in the share price. For stock investors, the Motley Fool's framing is that Tesla remains a high-risk, high-reward equity. The upside could be substantial if robotaxis and humanoid robots gain regulatory approvals, reach mass adoption, and deliver strong margins. But given how fully valued Tesla appears on conventional metrics, long-term shareholders should be prepared for meaningful volatility, driven not just by quarterly deliveries, but by progress or disappointments in its AI-driven initiatives. According to Oakzone from Indonesia, Tesla's record quarter of 480,126 vehicle deliveries did not translate into a sustained share price surge, especially in the days immediately following the announcement, even though the company also launched a driverless robotaxi service in Miami. The article explains this by pointing out that Tesla's stock had already risen roughly 12% in the week before the delivery data was released, as traders and investors anticipated strong results. By the time the positive news became official, much of the optimism was already baked into the price. Oakzone notes that this led many traders to take profits, triggering short-term weakness in the stock right after what seemed like a very bullish fundamental catalyst. For listeners who actively trade Tesla, this is a classic example of the buy the rumor, sell the news pattern, where expectations and positioning matter more than the headline numbers themselves. The Indonesian outlet also highlights how Tesla trades at a price-to-earnings ratio far above the broader market, reflecting extremely high expectations for future earnings streams from autonomous driving, robotaxis, and AI-related businesses. Because the valuation is so elevated, the stock becomes hypersensitive to even small data points, such as modest shifts in automotive gross margins or small changes in the speed at which the robotaxi network scales. Oakzone points out that, with Tesla's upcoming earnings report scheduled for late July, traders should be prepared for sharp moves in either direction. The article encourages investors to recognize that, for a stock like Tesla, expectations around margins, AI progress, and regulatory commentary can be more influential than whether delivery simply beat consensus. According to Finanzen.net, fund manager Christopher Tsai of Tsai Capital considers both Tesla and SpaceX to be compelling value investments, but only under a new framework that he calls Value Investing 4.0. This perspective is especially interesting for long-term shareholders who usually see Tesla categorized as a classic growth or momentum stock. Finanzen.net reports that, in Tsai's view, traditional value investors often make a classic mistake by focusing on current earnings and valuation multiples without accounting for the fact that certain companies intentionally depress present profits by heavily reinvesting into future capabilities. When investors look at Tesla or SpaceX and see a high earnings multiple, they may be overlooking how much of today's income statement is being sacrificed to build tomorrow's economic moat. Tsai's Value Investing 4.0 concept, as described by Finanzen.net, builds on earlier stages of value investing, from Benjamin Graham's strict focus on cheapness and margin of safety, through Warren Buffett and Charlie Munger's emphasis on quality and compounding, up to modern platform and ecosystem companies like Amazon. The next stage, he argues, focuses on businesses whose core competitive advantage is an intelligence-based moat and scalable digital labor. In this framework, Tesla qualifies because its profitable electric vehicle business helps finance enormous investments in AI infrastructure, such as its Dojo supercomputer and full self-driving software. Finanzen.net notes that Tsai believes these intelligence-driven projects create a deep moat that is not fully appreciated by the market, especially when viewed through a traditional value lens that emphasizes current price-earnings ratios. Tsai, according to Finanzen.net, argues that such companies must build a foundation of automation and intelligence before their full earnings power becomes visible. Once that infrastructure is in place, they can redeploy capital into high-return operating segments, creating a powerful flywheel. For Tesla, that could eventually mean recurring, high-margin software and services revenues layered on top of its vehicle fleet, including subscription fees for self-driving, fleet commissions from robotaxis, and potentially autonomous logistics or robotics services. At the same time, Tsai acknowledges that the actual success rate of companies pursuing these AI and autonomy ambitions is low, perhaps in the mid-single-digit range. His fund responds by being extremely selective, focusing on a few names where the probability of success, while still modest, is significantly higher than average and where the upside, if they succeed, could be enormous. For Tesla shareholders who think in terms of decades rather than quarters, this is a clear articulation of why some professional investors still call Tesla a value play despite its seemingly stretched valuation multiples. Finanzen.net's coverage implies that, if Value Investing 4.0 is the right lens, the market could still be underestimating Tesla's eventual earnings power and competitive moat, especially in an AI-first world. However, it also underscores that this thesis necessarily involves a tolerance for uncertainty, regulatory challenges, and technological execution risk. According to two Austrian outlets, Hoot and Kronen Zeitung, Tesla is facing mounting legal challenges in Austria over its long-standing promises about fully autonomous driving capabilities. A Vienna-based law firm, Focus Rechtsanwalt, is preparing actions on behalf of Tesla owners who pay extra for advanced driver assistance and future autonomy features that may never be delivered on their current hardware. The Austrian reports recall that Tesla has, since around 2016, marketed its vehicles as being equipped with all the necessary hardware for future autonomous driving, contingent mainly on regulatory approval and software updates. Many customers pay more than 6,000 euros for packages promising that, once the law allowed, their cars would drive themselves after a simple over-the-air software activation. According to these articles, the situation changed dramatically after Elon Musk recently acknowledged at a shareholder event that the latest self-driving software will not work on older vehicles equipped with what Tesla calls Hardware 3. Until early 2024, all Model 3 and Model Y vehicles in Europe reportedly shipped with this hardware generation. Musk floated the idea of building microfactories in Europe to retrofit affected vehicles, but provided no firm timeline or locations. From the perspective of the Vienna law firm, this creates a clear contractual problem. They argue that Tesla explicitly assured buyers that the installed hardware would support future autonomous driving. If that hardware, as now stated, cannot run the promised software, then the product delivered does not match the contractual description. This opens the door to potential warranty and damages claims. The firm has launched an initiative under the name Team Autonomes Fahrenet, inviting Tesla owners to check whether their car is affected and to join coordinated legal action. The Austrian press notes that roughly 30,000 vehicles in Austria may be equipped with the problematic hardware configuration. Many of their owners are now seeking compensation or refunds for the autonomy features they pay for but may never receive. For investors, the Austrian developments are significant for several reasons. First, they highlight the legal and financial risk tied to Tesla's aggressive marketing of future autonomy. If similar claims spread to other European countries or beyond, Tesla could face material liabilities or be forced into large-scale retrofit programs, both of which could pressure margins. Second, the situation underscores how important credibility is for Tesla's AI and robotaxi narrative. The company's valuation relies heavily on the belief that its current fleet can be upgraded into a revenue-generating autonomous network. News that a large subset of vehicles may not be compatible with the latest software without hardware changes could weaken that narrative at the margin. Third, these legal challenges may influence regulators' and consumers' attitudes toward Tesla's communications about autonomy. Increased scrutiny may complicate future product launches, slow regulatory approvals, or lead to stricter disclosures, all of which could impact the pace at which Tesla can monetize self-driving and robotaxi services. According to multiple outlets, including Dunya News in Pakistan and Blitz in Bulgaria, Tesla has achieved surprising commercial success with an entirely different kind of product, a premium balance bike for young children. While this news is less central to valuation, it is a noteworthy signal of Tesla's brand strength and lifestyle expansion for enthusiasts and long-term brand investors. Dunya News reports that Tesla has launched a new balance bike aimed at children between about 2 and 5 years old, priced at roughly $225. Unlike an electric bike, this product has no pedals, no motor, and no brakes. Children propel it using their feet, as with a typical balance bike designed to help them develop coordination and balance before they transition to a pedal bicycle. The Pakistani outlet notes that the bike uses a lightweight magnesium frame and features a clean, modern design, along with a seat adjustable to several height positions. Despite the price being more than twice that of many standard balance bikes, which often sell for around $100, the Tesla model sold out quickly after becoming available on the company's online store. A Tesla T-shirt priced around $30 also sold out in short order. Dunya News adds that Tesla plans to open pre-orders for the next batch starting at the end of July, and the company has warned customers about limited availability. This suggests that, even in small lifestyle categories, Tesla is able to generate hype and scarcity, driving both demand and secondary marketing buzz. Blitz in Bulgaria offers additional context and positioning. According to Blitz, the balance bike is targeted at children weighing up to roughly 35 kilograms, and the design cues are closely tied to Tesla's automotive branding. The front of the bike prominently features the Tesla T logo, with the Tesla wear mark along the side. The article emphasizes that this is a classic balance bike with a minimalist construction, yet executed using premium materials and a refined design language. Blitz points out that, in the European market, typical balance bikes range from about 50 to 100 euros, while Tesla's offering sits near 192 euros, placing it among the most expensive options in that segment. Some rival premium models at a similar price point offer additional features such as hand brakes or more elaborate equipment, whereas Tesla's value proposition is largely design and brand. The Bulgarian coverage argues that a substantial portion of the bike's price is effectively a brand premium, reflecting Tesla's evolution from an automaker to a global lifestyle label. The rapid sell-out is framed as yet another example of Tesla fans' willingness to buy almost anything carrying the company's logo, from clothing and accessories to unusual limited-edition items like collectible whistles, Tesla-branded tequila, and miniature models of the Optimus robot. For investors and brand enthusiasts, the key insight from these balance bike stories is that Tesla's brand equity continues to extend well beyond vehicles and energy products. Over time, if Tesla continues to expand into more categories, children's products, apparel, small electronics, and branded accessories, these offerings could form a modest but growing stream of high-margin revenue while further deepening customer loyalty. Separately, both Dunya News and Blitz reference Tesla's previous launch of the Cyberquad for kids, an electric ATV for children whose sales were temporarily halted in the United States because of safety compliance issues. In collaboration with Radio Flyer, Tesla also introduced a mini Model Y for children. Compared with those products, the new balance bike is simpler, lacks a motor, and is inherently safer, making it more practical for everyday use and less likely to attract regulatory scrutiny. Together, these lifestyle products, the record delivery quarter, the advanced AI investment thesis, the valuation debates, and the emerging legal risks in Europe paint a complex but dynamic picture of Tesla today. For shareholders and enthusiasts, they underscore why Tesla remains one of the most closely watched and hotly debated companies in global markets. Thanks for listening to Tesla Daily News. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe and stay tuned for our next update.